You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Cooking tea last night and I made the fatal mistake of not picking something to watch while we ate tea.
Oh, that's
Carly
sucks.
Hadn't thought of it. She was on the couch and so I just chucked on some free-to-air.
Yep.
Oh, God. So Married at First Sight was on. Carly's going, no, let's check this out.
Yeah.
And
see what all the hype is about now that it's nearly finished.
She was right into it from the get-go. And it's not that it's a bad show.
Is it, though?
I'm not saying it's a good show. Not saying that. But I am saying that it has the least likable people on television. All of them were the worst humans I've ever encountered.
Yeah, I've seen lots of photos on social media, a lot of hype around Married at First Sight, and yeah, they've all got punchable heads.
Very, very punchable heads, Amber. You've nailed it.
Yeah.
It finally finished. I'm like, thank God. That was the worst.
Maybe we'll get a nice Tuesday night movie or something.
Yeah, that's right. What's that? Die Hard 2? Fantastic. No, Amber. My horrible viewing wasn't done for the night.
Okay.
There was a show that followed it called Date Night.
Okay.
Now, this show, Amber, it's a little bit like Gogglebox.
Ew.
Except you're sitting there watching two people on their couch, or three people, and one of them's on Tinder. So they've got their phone hooked up to their TV, they're watching the TV, and they're swiping through. They're like, look at this guy, he's got a dog. Oh, but look at his hair. Oh, he's got a photo with the boys.
How dumb is that? That's just dumb. How is it entertaining?
It was
who pitched that TV show?
And I'm like, I changed the channel and Carly's looked at me like, what are you doing?
How dare you?
Is there something you want to watch? I'm like, literally anything but this. And she's like, no, I want to watch this. I'm like, okay then. So I am proud of myself. I went and read a book in bed so I could be away from it. It is literally watching someone on Tinder
TV. That's really dumb.
I weep.
What a waste of time. Yeah, the future of reality TV. I mean, reality TV shows are pretty poop.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
I weep for me because I've just lost my fiancé to Married at First Sight and friggin' Date Night. Done.
Back in my day, we had two questions. Was it naughty or was it sporty at 6:40?
Oh, my God. Are we about to talk about an old man's junk?
Amber, I'd like to talk about Norm Self.
Norm
Self.
Great name.
Norm's 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Norm has just starred in his first gay porno.
Oh, Norm.
I wasn't sure how you'd land on this one because you love you some old people.
Yeah.
Want to hear what he thought about it?
Okay.
It was splendid.
Oh, stop it.
How could it not be, he went on. I was in a blessed rural setting surrounded by a cast and crew of loving, competent, supportive brothers intent on sharing the good news of the healing power of pleasure. 83-year-old Norm Self said on his first gay porn set.
What a champion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if he's 83, being gay when he was a younger man, he would have probably, I'm going to go ahead and assume, kept that pretty hush-hush.
He's probably been through some stuff. I think that's a safe bet, Amber.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about the general perception that older people don't like sex or don't have sex. He says, I think it's sad and destructive that our society has an image of elder human beings as sexless. I have been a facilitator with at least three women and a great many more men in the recovery/restoration of their erotic/sexual response and their joyful delight at the discovery that it ain't over until I say it is.
All right, Norm, you're using too many big words.
This guy's a superstar.
Is he feeling liberated?
I think so. Well, he's helping other people as well. They're like, I'm too old for sex. And he's like, shh, you're wrong. Let me show you.
Norm, you hound dog.
And then we can go and get some nice cake and biscuits.
Want a cup of tea?
Cup of tea to rehydrate after a sesh at 83-year-old Norm Self, you animal.
Bless you, Norm.
What a superstar. Listening to Husey and Kate, they're on the Hit Network from 4:30 till 6:30. Driving you home. And
yep.
Husey's wife, while she was flipping the mattress, found a rogue condom, and it wasn't theirs.
It wasn't used either.
And it wasn't
it
used.
It was just like
very
a...
Very important.
What a score. Pick up.
Yeah, but that's great, except that he's had a vasectomy, so he has no need for it, but he wanted to find out whose it was.
Imagine that, like, that look between Husey and his wife.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't even use condoms, they're like, whose is this
Yes,
then?
That's right. Care to explain? Like, would you care to explain?
Yeah.
But he went on to try to find who the owner of the condom was, and it made me very uncomfortable because apparently everyone's having sex in Husey's bed, and he's fine with it. I am not fine with it.
Okay. If you're changing the sheets and...
I'm still uncomfortable.
Like, if you're house-sitting for a week or 2 weeks, do not expect anyone to go that long to live like a...
my marital bed, and you can stay the hell out of it.
I mean, I don't want to do it in your bed.
Sounds like you're doing it. Sounds like you want to do it all over my freaking house at the moment.
13, 12, 16, Zoe's on the line, babe. Can you help us out? Is it okay to do the deed in someone else's bed?
I think it's totally okay. I don't get why people get so upset about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people spilling their seed in my house.
Ew.
There you go. That was the nice way to put it.
What if, like, you're house-sitting someone's house and you change the sheets?
Mm. Oh, that's very courteous.
Yeah.
Like, that's very nice.
I think that's necessary.
Oh, 100%. Look, that is the minimum you can do. Because if you do have a house sit for me and you are staying there and you do it, if you don't change the sheets, then that is just the rudest thing I can imagine. Come home, it looks like a uni dorm room. Yeah. See? This is why it shouldn't be allowed.
Zoe, thanks so much for your call, babe.
No worries, guys.
There you go.
It's
settled. You're outnumbered.
13, 12, 16. We've had one call. 13, 12, 16. I need more people's opinion.
Now, you've got a honeymoon coming up.
Yep.
Billis. So I guess the next thing you're about to ask me is...
No.
Do you need a house sitter?
Not anymore. Not any bloody more. Not from you. Amber, I was listening to Husey and Kate, and they stumbled upon a topic that it made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Basically, what happened is... Husey's wife found a rogue condom in their bedroom. Have a listen.
She flipped the mattress, found a condom. It was the Skin brand, S-K-Y-N. It was unused.
So then...
She said it wasn't hers. And I said it wasn't mine.
Yes.
So it was neither of ours.
You've had a vasectomy.
Yes, I don't need them. Apart from... Yeah, I don't need them.
And she hasn't had a lobotomy, so she's not interested in you anyway.
You don't know that.
Sick burn.
Hurtful.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily hurtful. But it got me thinking. So they went on from there to try to find the owner of the rogue condom. They went through everyone who had stayed in Husey and his wife's bed.
What a mystery.
From the babysitter to his sister that had a house sat for them. And there was quite a few people. And he seemed quite chilled with the fact that people were apparently banging in his bed.
Okay.
Let me put it out there on Front Street. If I ask you to house sit for me... Don't bang in my bed.
Well.
No.
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 Yeah.
Why no. Not?
I've done some house sitting before in my time.
Have you banged in your friend's beds?
Well, yeah, but you just change the sheets afterwards, mate. It's fine.
I'm uncomfortable with it.
I mean, whether I'm just sleeping in your bed.
Yeah.
I'll change the sheets before you get home anyway.
Yeah, I think that's courteous.
May as well have a bang. If you're going to change the sheets anyway.
Let's even better rule. If you're house sitting for me, we've got a spare room. Stay in there, bang all you like. Please, please change the sheets.
Okay,
but I don't need to know. Don't do it in my bed.
Dining table.
Oh, that's
couch.
Where we eat. No, no, no.
Okay.
So you're never house sitting for me. God, I'm going to have to run a black light over the house after you leave. By the sound of it,
your question is:
is it appropriate to bang in someone else's house while you're house sitting?
100%.
100%.
Yeah, I mean. We're animals. So
you're an animal by the sound of it.
Not.
Asking if you can
deny me.
Banging in my laundry. Right. It's not a right. I'm asking you a favour and you're just.
And I'm fulfilling a favour.
Bunking all over me house. 13, 12, 16. Is it appropriate to make love in someone else's bed if you're house sitting? I need a ruling on this because I'm uncomfortable.
Well, we all know where I stand.
Yeah.
So 13, 12, 16. What
any
do you
room's a goal, apparently, in Amber.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, oh.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Okay, Amber, today's Would You Rather is a little bit of a follow-on from yesterday when you were talking about how Cheetos, cheese and bacon balls are an underrated chip.
Yeah,
Amber,
delicious.
Would you rather have Cheeto dust on your fingers all the time.
Okay.
So you try to brush it off, more just magically grows.
That's annoying.
That's annoying. You get it on everything.
Yeah.
Or would you appear to have white powder under your nose all the time?
Ooh.
I'm not saying that you're always on the gear, but people will think you are all the time.
But I'm actually not.
You're actually not.
But people can think that I am.
Yeah, because you've got this white dust and you're... Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Is it coverable with makeup?
No, of course not.
Like I wear makeup.
Of course you can't cover it makeup. Oh, there we go. Would you rather over?
Okay.
Get your head out of
So the white powder I can't conceal.
You can't conceal.
And the Cheeto dust is always there.
Yes, that's right.
See,
it's a tough one. Is it about appearances or is it about convenience?
Well, I hate the thought of, like, anything on my hands.
Yeah.
I always like to have clean hands.
How about this? I'll sweeten the deal a little bit. For the Cheeto dust, it's just these three fingers, your thumb and your next two on both hands.
Okay.
You've got pinky and ring fingers are clean.
Your pinky and ring finger are essentially useless.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to make it appear that I'll throw you a bone.
You do most of your handing with those three.
Would you rather, Amber, lose your pinky and your ring finger?
You're making it confusing.
Sorry. Cheeto dust or appear to be coked up all the time.
I couldn't handle the Cheeto dust on my fingers. I've got to go with appears to have white powder nose.
Every time you get pulled over by a cop, every time you go for a job interview.
Could I have a note from my mum that says, when I get pulled over by a cop, it just says, I know it looks like Amber's got...
You can have a note from your mum, but I don't think that cops generally accept notes from mums as any form of a legal dodger.
As long as I knew that I wasn't on any gear.
You might be as well, I don't know.
Wow, Caramilk. Who saw that coming?
I know, it was so good. I only got two little squares of it because of this stupid health kick.
Yeah. So in total, I reckon I had two blocks, but I was on the lookout. I was trying to find it. I'm a lot like everyone in Sunraysia.
Yeah, no, it was a hot commodity.
It was, and as soon as it came, it's gone again.
Yep, all done.
Limited edition, they weren't joking.
No. I hate limited edition things because I love them so much.
So I thought, there's probably, you go to the supermarket and it's an overwhelming display of Cadbury chocolate blocks.
Oh, yeah,
there's a lot of variety.
Heaps of them.
So I thought maybe if we as a community decided on a block that we would sacrifice.
Yeah, to like the Cadbury gods.
Yeah, in order to get Caramilk back for good.
Yeah.
New Zealand did it. Well, they didn't sacrifice one, but they just carried on and they got Caramilk back for a while.
So if we just carry on enough, make enough noise, shake enough trees, we should be able to... Should be able to get it back,
you reckon? Get our way. Carry on like a toddler.
Squeaky wheel. What does it get, Amber? Gets the Caramilk.
So... Over at our Facebook page, Hit99.5 Sunraysia, I've put up a post asking you which Cadbury flavour you would like to sacrifice to get Caramilk back.
Amber, what would you sacrifice?
Snack, 100%. You can get out.
See, I don't hate snack. I like it, but I would never buy it for myself. If it's all that's going, I'll eat it.
I'd love to see some statistics
Buy it for myself.
Yeah. Or fruit and nut. That can go as well.
Fruit and nut.
I'd sacrifice both of those to get Caramilk back. That's how good Caramilk is.
Basically a salad, fruit and nut. No time for it. Turkish Delight, you can get in the bin. That's going to make me very unpopular at home because that's Carly's absolute favourite. Turkish Delight has no place anywhere in society.
It's my mum's favourite as well.
Well, they can have fun and they can get out to Turkey with it.
13, 12, 16... We want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to pull some statistics.
Yeah.
I can send a passive-aggressive email to Cadbury later today.
That's right. Even aggressive-aggressive.
Letting them know the results.
Get a little threatening in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sunraysia's coming for you, Cadbury.
That's right.
13, 12, 16. Which Cadbury flavour would you like to sacrifice to get Caramilk back for good?
Quite a can of worms you've opened, Amber, over on the Facebook page.
Caramilk. Caramilk. Yeah. Cadbury's chocolate that came and left.
Limited edition.
Was the best.
I think a good rule is all caramel everything. I love caramel.
Caramilk was awesome and it's gone, so I've decided we should pull some statistics together as a community and decide which Cadbury block should go. We're going to sacrifice one.
Yes.
Maybe even two.
Yeah.
Two rubbish ones to bring back one epic one.
That's right. So that's what we're asking for you to call us on 13, 12, 16 today for.
Yes. Nick's on the line, mate. Which Cadbury block do you want to sacrifice for Caramilk?
I don't understand the attraction of the Black Forest one. Let's get rid of that.
How dare you?
100%. I'm right there with you.
No.
I just find it disgusting. Mum used to be a really big fan of it. And so when we were little, we'd find one in the pantry. We're like, oh, this is just as good as regular chocolate. And we'd bite into it. And it was the worst.
It's delicious. There's little, like, jellies, little jelly bits in there.
They're supposed to be cherries, I think.
Delicious.
Like, I used to think that Black Forest was just, like, extra chocolate. It's like, it's really dark in the Black Forest. So much chocolate. And then it's like, what? Cherries? Get out of here.
No.
This is garbage.
I think there are way worse chocolate bars than Black Forest.
Yeah, but would you forfeit it so that you could have caramel?
No, because there's worse ones, for sure.
Right there with you, Nick.
Thanks for your call, though.
No worries.
You can join the conversation now. Hit 99.5 Sunraysia over on Facebook. I'm seeing Rachel, Peter and Fiona have all said Top Deck can go.
Yeah, Top Deck, it's a bit of a bland one. Yeah. It's a bit of a nothing chocolate bar.
Make your mind up. Do you want white chocolate or do you want milk chocolate?
That's right. I mean, you're just going to mix one or the other anyway.
Why don't we get both?
What I am noticing, though, is a lot of support for, and again, bring back, marble.
Oh.
Remember marble? Okay. It was soft in the middle. Oh, God. You know what? I'm off caramel camber. Bring back marble.
Why don't we sacrifice two rubbish ones and bring back both marble and caramel?
Okay, peppermint out, marble and caramel
gin. No, I'm into peppermint. That can stay.
No bloody pleasing you.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.